Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Okay, well, this is Muskeg Mustuck, and I play death metal banjo trance. I live in Alaska, that's why the name Muskeg is up. It's kind of an Arctic swamp, I see a lot of memes that say, you know, I thought quicksand was going to be a bigger deal when I grew up, but it's a big deal in a lot of parts in Alaska. So I've gotten stuck sometimes on solo canoe trips where I'm 50 miles from the nearest person, and I thought, oh, I'm in quicksand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's not like, a huge threat, but it does exist. So yeah, mm-hmm. Muskeg is something, and you look at a field and think, oh, it'd be nice to just run through that field, but getting through it is a psychological experience, because it's a swamp full of these tussocks of grass and the mud and of course the mosquitoes. So yeah, Muskeg Mudsuck is my band name. And I play death metal banjo trance. So I, like a lot of other kids, like this obscure band. I think their name was Led Zeppelin, I think, when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And I'd read their liner notes, and that would, I've always liked finding out where things come from. So I would read their liner notes, and I would listen to blues recorded in Chicago in the 50s, like guys like Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. But then I called the radio station because I wanted to find out the roots of a gun club song, a band called the Gun Club, and they had covered a Son House tune. So the radio station played about 20 minutes of acoustic Mississippi Delta blues, and it just changed my life like in an instant. So, and then bands, of course, like the Gun Club and the Minutemen. For someone like myself who has a hard time staying in the lines, I would hear them. I'm like, oh, I can kind of play whatever I really feel. I don't have to imitate, you know, Led Zeppelin, or I don't have to imitate the Dead Kennedys. I can just do what I want to do. I played a little bit in high school, but mm-hmm. I really didn't start playing until I was in my 30s. I was watching George Surrogate. I thought, that's the kind of music I really like. Why don't I just go play that? So I bought a Dan Electro the next day and started playing guitar.
It's very fun. Yeah,
it is. It is. And I hurt my hand, and I had bought a banjo. I had bought a banjo because of the Dubliners, Barney McKenna, and I found that I could play the banjo without hurting my hand. And I also vowed that I'm not going to play in a band anymore. I'm going to be a solo act. So I just started writing my own songs and playing them and singing them very poorly. And that was 2008, I think, so 14 years ago.
What matters is that you did it.
You
realize it, but you still did it and kept on going, you know. And that is that's a big accomplishment to think, well, I'm not really good at this, but I'm going to do it anyways, you know.
Exactly. I'm going to do it because, one, I like doing it, and two, I know that's a one benefit of being maybe a little older when I really started, is that I knew that if I just kept doing it, I would get good. And my people always liked my playing, but people didn't like my singing. And it took several years to, and when I lived in Nome, actually, I lived in a dorm, and I felt really bad about rehearsing. So I would just start singing while I was running. And Nome is very wide open country, so some of my runs were three or 4 hours long, and I would sing every Motorhead song and ZZ Top song,
that's awesome.
In my and Pogue song in my iPod, and that's when my voice started finally getting to where I liked it, and then I had issues sometimes with being amplified because I played the banjo, so I got an overdrive pedal. And then I just started playing with an amp, and then I started using electromagnetic pickups, you know, magnetic pickups.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just kind of morphed into this Delta blues bass, but still banjo playing, banjoistic playing where I use my thumb and a couple fingers.
I wonder what a banjo would sound like in a with a distortion pedal.
Well, if you listen to my, I play with one, all my TikToks, I'm usually playing, and the album that I've, all my albums I'm playing, not necessarily always through a distortion pedal, but usually if I'm making a video, I use my distortion pedal.
Yeah.
Simply because it thickens up the sound a little bit better for a video. I don't have to necessarily record with a distortion pedal, but it works great. It works great.
That's
and
great.
In actual fact, the banjo, like, you can kind of play with more gain and have note separation because the banjo has much less sustain than a guitar. So it uh-huh. actually sounds, I think it sounds great. I'm like, why am I the first person to do this? Or maybe I'm not, but I'm not aware of anybody else that does. But I yeah. think it sounds fantastic.
And where can yeah. we find this? Where well, are you? All your platforms, where are you at? Tell us
sure.
everything.
Lay it my
out.
Website.
This is the yeah. table. This is the discussions table.
Okay.
Just lay it out. Season us up. Season up this
okay.
table.
Okay. Well, my website is muskegmudsuck.com. And there's links to my Bandcamp page and my SoundCloud page on there. And I have several albums on my Bandcamp. I'm also available through iTunes under the same name, Muskeg Mudsuck. I'm on Spotify as well. And Deezer and iHeartRadio and just about every digital platform I think that there is. I have a new record coming out on the 14th. It's called Mired in Muskeg because, like, you walk through the Muskeg, you're going to get mired.
And that is the 14th of December?
That's on the 14th.
I mean,
14th, that's correct.
Not December. February.
February. Yeah, February. 14th of February. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
and,
Day.
And, yep. And I have copies of it right now, and I'm in the process of sending them out to, like, college radio stations. And there's definitely a lot of feedback and distorted banjo. I kind of tell people when if they're not sure what to, because when you tell people you play the banjo, they think of Earl Scruggs, and I tell them, well, think of Elmore James playing with the Minutemen, and
right.
then you're about on track. Because it's definitely Delta blues, but it's also kind of real raucous rock and roll sometimes.
Yeah.
But at the same token, I have a lot of songs which are kind of geared. I call it trance because I really like trance music. I really like the music of North Africa. And, you know, the Delta blues
right.
kind of comes from music from Africa. And I've been to the Sahara a few times. And the trance quality of a lot of North African music I like. And I like trance and techno music. So there's a mix of that in there.
And
on future projects I'm going to I'm researching drum machines because I want to make some tracks that are really heavy trance blues, but they're quantized, because it's my hope that techno DJs will maybe mix them into
yeah.
their stuff, and they haven't done that so far because I play with a footboard, so it's got the natural variation that a human playing would have.
Yeah.
But I want to have some, like, dead on the grid songs, you know, just for fun. I don't see anybody else doing it, but I do like a lot of techno artists, especially like Charlotte DeWitt from Ghent, because I used to live in Ghent in Belgium, and she's from Ghent, so that's why I first started listening to her.
That's awesome. Well, we're just about out of time now, so.
Well, I think we covered all the bases, you know.
We did.
Delta blues, Led Zeppelin,
techno music,
and the banjo.
That is right. And thank you guys for tuning in. Muskeg Mudsuck, look him up. You can go to Google, type it in. It's MuskegMudsuck. Easy to find on Google, all over the internet. Coming
on. And thank you, Discover You Radio, because, you know, you've got quite a following on TikTok and quite a few fans really behind what you're doing, because it's spreading the love of music.
I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And with that being said, everybody have a good night. Thanks for tuning in to Discussions with our guest at the table, Muskeg Mudsuck. You've got yourself an extra 3 minutes on this 5-minute mark, and you know what?
Oh.
I don't regret it at all. I was... Okay. I want to hear more, but unfortunately, we're out of time.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Broadcasting and podcasting out of Fort Collins, Colorado, to around the world is the Discover You Radio's podcast, hosted by that one guy, Will Stenner. For more information about Discover U Radio, please visit discoveruradio.com. Whether you're submitting for airplay or a listener wanting to know more.